suggestion was made that we speak about the idea that Mishnichnas Adam Marvin Besimcha Simchas Purim, in light of the terrible tragedy that happened on Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni in Yerushalayim, in the yeshiva in the center of Yerushalayim. And the first thing we have to understand is that anyone who really didn't feel a horrible pit in their stomach, or I'd rather say it this way, who could not feel a horrible feeling when the news came of what is only reminiscent of the massacre in 1929 in the Yeshivas Chevron. In fact, I'd like to start with a deher that I heard from one of the rabbis in the yeshiva, Rabbi Bronstein, on Mishenichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha, Mishenichnas Av Mimatin Besimcha. Mishenichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha, Rashi in Maseches Tainis tells us that the reason why Mishenichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha is because in Adar Nisim happened to Klal Yisrael. The beginning of a period of Nisim in Klal Yisrael. And he pointed out a deher. What is Chazal telling us? Chazal is telling us what is true joy. How a Yid has to be happy, and with what a Yid has to be happy. And the reverse is what a Yid has to be sad from. A Yid has to be happy when there's Simcha in Klal Yisrael. Nisim in Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shining on Klal Yisrael, that's Simcha for a Jew. And Rav Chaimon al Islam, the opposite is true too. Shenichnas Av Mematin B'Simcha. Sadness is when tragedy happens. So there's really a difficult conflict in our minds and our hearts. Shenichnas Av Marvin B'Simcha. And the events that happened, this terrible, terrible tragedy in Klal Yisrael, Amolei Torah, Oiskim B'Torah, being cut down in the prime of their lives, blood dripping on Gemaras. It's something that has to cut at us and hurt us. And we have to, in a way, try to make sense of it all. So I'd like to discuss the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara says the following thing. Rav Yeshua ben Chananya have a koi be keza. Rav Yeshua ben Chananya was in the house of the Caesar. Ach vileyahu apikurusa. There was an apikoyris who showed him, who said to him, Ama da'advinu morei la'apei minei. You are of a nation that's master, that God has turned his face away from him. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya turned to him, and achvi lei, yodoi netuya olein. Yodai, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yad, is outstretched upon us. That's the response Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya had for this Apikoros. And the obvious question is, if you look at the Marsha asks the question, Yodai Netuya Aleinu comes from a pasuk in Yeshaya, which is talking about when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Makke Klal Yisrael, will hit Klal Yisrael, will smite Klal Yisrael. So how could this be the response of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya?
The Apikoros is saying the Eibishter turned away from Klal Yisrael. Adrinu Amod, Adrinu Mori Lapei. So how come Yeshua ben Hananya quotes, not exactly quotes, but he paraphrases a pasuk which describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu being makir Klal Yisrael. The Marsha has difficulty with this. But I don't want to go into what the Marsha says. I'd like to discuss a sugya in Bava Kamma. The Beis HaLevi, in understanding this Gemara, learns up a haflutig sugya, a great akasha in a sugya in the Gemara. Everybody knows, anybody who went to Yeshiva knows, has learned the sugya of Mana Tfira Tava. What's the sugya of Mana Tfira Tava? The sugya is a person throws a keli out off a roof, and somebody comes along and smashes the keli in mid-flight. So the Gemara says that the second guy is potter. Why? Because mana tfira tava, he broke a broken keli. What does that mean? That means by throwing the keli off the roof, the first person has invested the fact that it's going in the keli, the power that it's going to break. So there's a lumdisha halacha that since the keli is going to break, it's as if it's broken. Since it's as if it's broken, so the person who comes along and smashes it, smashes the broken keli. Frek de Beis HaLevi and Eisen Akasha. The halacha is that I'm mechuyev to be meshiv aveda. A person loses an aveda, I'm mechuyev to be meshiv aveda, a pasuk in the Torah. But what happens if a person goes and takes his chamor and puts it in the middle of the street and walks away? He leaves it there. An aveda midas. An aveda midas. The halacha is an aveda midas, there's no chiyuv to be meshiv. A person is an aveda midas, there's no chiyuv to return it to the person. Some shittas, it's posh, it has a din of hefker. Frek de Beis HaLevi Akasha. Is there any greater aveda midas than a person throwing his keli off the roof? Is there any worse aveda midas? I'm sure I failed to mention that Gemara, it's the Bailam, according to Rashi says, the Bailam threw the keli off the roof. Is there any greater aveda midas than a person throwing a keli off the roof? So how is that any different than a person walking away from his chamor in the middle of the street? Person walks away from his chamor in the middle of the street, nobody has a chiv to be meshiv it, somebody could steal it, and it's nothing, you don't have a chiv anything to the Bailam. But if I throw it off the roof without the din of Mana Tfira Tova, the second guy would be chayiv. What do I need the din of Mana Tfira Tova? Azoy frek de Beis HaLevi. Zok de Beis HaLevi ahafu dikazach. The Beis HaLevi says, I will paraphrase. There's an old expression. Love me or hate me. But don't ignore me. Does haste. When a person leaves his chamor in the middle of the street, he makes an aveda midas. The pshat is, he doesn't care for it anymore. I hope this can shaykh his mitzvah. He has no interest in the object. That's an aveda midas. When a person goes and takes the keli and throws it off the roof, it's not the pshat he has no interest in the keli. He's doing something with the keli. He's upset. He's angry. Whatever it is. But a shaykh is to the keli he has. It's not an aveda midas. Zok de Beis HaLevi, this Apikoros was saying the following thing: Hakadosh Baruch Hu turned away from you. Hakadosh Baruch Hu smit is Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about Klal Yisrael. It's in the Beit Kezer. It's after the Golus Raimi. Zok Reb Yeshua ben Hananya, Yodai Netuya Olein. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has not forsaken us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not turned his back on us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yodai Netuya Aleinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is patching us. There's a famous question. Zok de Beis HaLevi, Rabbi Shulam and I are saying that the Pshat is, there's a yachas over here. We might not see it. It's horrific. It's horrible. But there's a relationship. It's a relationship. And the relationship is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somehow letting us know that we're being smitten and we're being touched, but we're not being ignored. Purim, and we could even talk before Purim. Yirmiyahu HaNavi, the Chazon Ish is quoted in the Sefer Ma'aseh Ish. The Chazon Ish is quoted as saying, there is no question that if you look in Eicha, you'll see rivers of tears of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Rivers of tears. But Yirmiyahu HaNavi was talking the words of Nevuah. And Nevuah comes from Ruach HaKodesh, from Ashras HaShchina. So how is it shayach? With atzfus, with depression. How is there Ruach HaKodesh? How is there Nevuah? But the Chazon Ish gesagt, that Avada, the tragedy of what Eicha has written about, Yirmiyahu HaNavi was in full understanding and cognizance of. But one thing he knew, it was a yachas. It was a relationship. The Chassidim say, if you can hear me that, just that chumash for a second. There's a famous question. How do you read the end of Eicha? The end of Eicha is this, the end of Eicha is Mitzrayim with seemingly a terrible dovera. And we all know that you're not allowed to be Mitzrayim with a dovera. And the last pasuk in Eicha is ki im ma'ois ma'astanu kotzafto aleinu ad ma'oid. For even if you have utterly rejected us, kotzafto aleinu ad ma'oid, you have already raged sufficiently against us. Ask all the svarim, how could Yirmiyahu HaNavi end Eicha with a dovera? Says many. Say many. You read the pasuk hazoy. Ki im ma'ois ma'astanu. If you have rejected us, it's not shayach. You're hitting us so much. It's not shayach. You didn't reject. You didn't ignore us. Yadin etu yaleinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds us that he's there in his yadin etu yaleinu. That's the message in the nevuah of Eicha, in the nevuah of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, and that's the message in Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya's. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya's retort to Havu Apikursa in the Beit Kesar. So I'd like to talk a little bit about what Simchas Purim is about. And I'd like to talk about how the truth is that in Simchas Purim, this message has to come clear to us. And I think I'd like to discuss perhaps the hashkofa that we have to have in Simchas Purim, and what the true Simchas Purim is. For after all, the Nesiva says an unbelievable thing about the Simchas Purim. The Nesiva says that it says at the end of Megillas Esther, the pasuk says, Pasuk says, "V'hayomim ha'ela nizkorin v'naasim b'choldar v'dar mishpacha u'mishpacha medina u'medina v'ir v'ir v'imei hapurim ha'ela layavru mitoicha yehudim v'zichrom layosef mizaram." Says the Nesivas, unbelievable words, Rabbi Isai. Any Yeshua that comes to any mishpacha, mishpacha b'choldar v'dar mishpacha u'mishpacha medina u'medina. Any Yeshua from any tzara that any mishpach, any individual has, comes from his Simchas Purim. Comes in measure with how he is misameach in Purim. So I'd like to discuss what it means a little bit, Simchas Purim. And what the tifa simcha, that the Chidor writes, that if everyone would be misameach in Purim the right way, it's clear that the Geula Mashiach would have come. We'll come already. But everyone's Mesameach the right way. Azoi Shteit Nechidah, we're ready for Mashiach. We just have to relate to it in the right way. And Yom Purim is Yom Kippurim. There's a Yom Kippurim, there's an aspect of Yom Purim, to Purim, that's like Yom Kippur, just like there's a Yom Echad Bashanah of Yom Kippur, there's a Yom Echad of Purim. So I'd like to discuss the mitzvah of Chayev Inishu B'surmei B'puriya Adelo Yada Ben Orham B'Baruch Mod. What did Chazal want? And perhaps there has been no mitzvah that has been greater, more greatly distorted than this mitzvah. And not and misunderstood than this mitzvah. In Shoshanas Yaakov we say, V'gam charvoina zocha latoif. Charvoina, also charvoina was is zochur latoif. Akafut negefrakta hafu dekekash. What did we say? Zeichet tzadik? Levrocha. Why is gam charvoina zochur latoif? Is zochur levrocha. Zeichet tzadik le'elu told us, neich neich is tzadik, zeichet tzadik levrocha. What's the pshat? Is zocher latoif? Mishno dem, Chazal tell us that this charvoina was none other than Eliyahu Hanavi. And Eliyahu Hanavi, we all know that Eliyahu Hanavi is who? Is zocher latoif. So where do we see in charvoina? Where do we see in charvoina that charvoina was Eliyahu Hanavi? Where did Chazal? Eliyahu Hanavi is Zochel Atoiv. Why is he not Zochel? Why is he not the friend of the Levrocha? So I'd like to share with you a vote that's Hafridic. Eliyahu Hanavi was Loimes. On Eliyahu Hanavi, what Bracha was never said? Baruch Dayan Ho'emes. And we all know Rabbi say. And Rabbi say, it's a hard thing to say. It's a hard thing to relate to when we're dealing and discussing a tragedy, but I want to just say the hashkofas ha'inyan. And it's a hashkofa that we all have to have. And it doesn't mean that we're not feeling. The hashkofa is azoy. I want to shtel tzu something, whenever I have a chance to say it, I want to say it over. There's an etziv in psochim. The etziv says, the gemar psochim says, loy. In Olam Hazeh, Al Dover Toiv, and in Baruch Hatoiv, our native. And in Olam Hazeh, and in Al Dover Ra, we say Baruch Dayin or Emes. Of in Olam Haba, Kulay Hatoiv, our native. Frekt in Etziv, the obvious question, Olam Haba, how's the good? So what do you mean, Kulay Hatoiv, our native? About it, what's his poshit? What in Etziv gesagt, that the chat is, that in Olam Haba we'll look back and we'll see all those things that were tragedy after tragedy that we said Baruch Dayan HaEmes that we cried over. And we couldn't see the toiv in it. And it's not shayach to see the toiv in it. But La'as and Lavoi will see the toiv. And we'll be able to say Baruch HaToiv HaMeitiv on those brachas that we said. Baruch Dayan HaEmes. Azoi zogt in itziv. Ad Rav Hutne gezogt. What was Charvoina? V'gam Charvoina zocher latoif. What did Charvoina contribute? Charvoina came in after Haman was already Hagan Lichboish Samalti in the Baboyes. It was over. It was Kosel of Ara. It was finished. He was going to be killed. What did Charvoina contribute? Rabbi said, I throw it out to you. What did Charvoina contribute? Charvoina contributed one thing. That the Eitz, the Gam Ha'Eitz, the eight that was the symbol of what was going to be the tragedy of Klal Yisrael, the hanging of Mordechai, the leader of Klal Yisrael, which was the simon of Klal Yisrael's destruction. Charvoina said, came out that ra turned into toiv. That ra turned into the destruction of Haman. V'gam Charvoina zocher latoiv is the pshat that we're going to that Charvoina gave us a blick. A picture of what it'll be lost in Lavoi. And that's really the Simcha of Purim. The Gam of Charvoina, Zochel Latoiv. Charvoina says, the Gam Ho'eitz. Gam Ho'eitz. That Gam of Charvoina, Zochel Latoiv. The Gam of Charvoina, Zochel Latoiv is the Pshat. That's what Chazal said. This is Eliyahu Hanavi. Purim is that Yom. Purim is the yomtiv of Anoichi Haster Aster Esponai. Anoichi Haster Aster Esponai. You know, I said this over a few years ago. Rabbi Axenberg made a bris for one of the twins. It was mamish right after. It was after Tisha B'Av. And we set our avav from Rav Shimshon Ashkepoli in the old building. And Rav Shimshon Ashkepoli saw in the Teichicha every ra in the Teichicha. You be the Teichicha. It's mamish. It's a Holocaust. He said every ra he was able to see a Teichicha. Except when he came to Vanochi Haster Aster Esponer. Vanochi Haster Aster Esponer, what could be the Toiv in Vanochi Haster Aster Esponer? I'm going to hide my face from you. But they gezocht a hafwud de gezocht. If you look in the Haftarah, that's the Comparsha's Eker, you'll see.
Says
Yeshaya Hanavi, Hein al kapayim chakoisich, on my palms I have etched you. Talking about Yerushalayim. Choy moisayich negdi somid. My eyes, your walls are opposite me all the time. Correct, Rav Shimshon Ashkepoli. What's the toiv of an oichi aster aster esponer? Because in Eicha it says, Hey Shiv Yumini Ocher. The Eibishter put his hand behind his back. If the Eibishter put his hand behind his back, Ezetnis Yerushalayim. He doesn't see Yerushalayim. The Terence is an oichi aster aster esponer. The Eibishter turns his face away. When he turns his face away, what does he see? He sees his hand. Hein al kapayim chakoisuch. Even when I turn around from you, Klal Yisrael, you should know I have not forsaken you. What Charvoina brought out was this simcha. What Charvoina brought out was that even in the Anoichi Aster Aster Esponeh, Klal Yisrael didn't see it in the beginning, but at the end they saw that even the Ra was Tov. That's the simcha of Purim. Was a hafla de kesimcha. It's not shayach the simcha of Purim. The Gemara tells us that Purim was timu v'kiblu ha-yehudim, timu mashakiblu kfar. The Eibishter forced us to accept the Torah. Klal Yisrael didn't want to be forced. And then Klal Yisrael accepted it. Me'aves hanes. What did they accept it? Rek the Balatanya. He doesn't understand. It's vayter kofol ha-nachigigis. What did Klal Yisrael say? You forced us. You took a mountain over our heads to accept the Torah. Now what happens? Klal Yisrael sees that if we're not going to be mekabel the Torah, Haman will kill us. So vayter you're forced. What's the difference if a mountain is forcing you or Haman is forcing you? The Teretz is Rabbi said, what Klal Yisrael accepted was that we were forced. Klal Yisrael accepted that we have an Adam. Klal Yisrael accepted that we have an Eibishter that doesn't forsake us. Klal Yisrael saw Vanochi Aster Esponeh. Klal Yisrael saw that even the Ra that they thought was Echtig Ra was there to bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was there for them to realize that they have to come closer and better themselves. And when we see a Ra in Klal Yisrael, we have to realize that we are one with everyone in Klal Yisrael. And when we see a Nes in Klal Yisrael, we have to feel it. And when we see a tragedy in Klal Yisrael, we have to feel it as if it's Mamash Unzer Mishpacha. And we have to realize that in a very real way, it could be us that caused it. Because we're one neshama and we're one guf. And the only way to deal with tragedy is to recognize that we have to better ourselves. And we have to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim is the pshat. We will mekabel that the Eibishter is unzer adam. What is the pshat? Why? The Gemara tells us in Megillah, why did Klal Yisrael have to come to clear? Says the Talmidim of Shim Ba'yechosh, Mipnei Shenena, Me'sudas V'shalaysa Rasha. What was the suda of that? What was the suda of that? The suda was about one thing. There was a grace of Cheshbon. Shaksa made a Cheshbon. Yavish made a Cheshbon. The Cheshbon made one Cheshbon. The Eibishter is not taking them out. What is the pshat that Klal Yisrael went and was nena from that suda? They were miyayish. They gave up hope from the gula. They said Eibishter. The Eibishter forsook us. They believed what this Apikoyim was told to Yeshua ben Chananya. They were miyayish.
I once heard from a very, very gross Adam Choshev. A person thinks that the opposite of simcha is atzus. The opposite of happiness is depression. That might be true all year round. But the opposite of simchas purim is yish. The opposite of simchas purim is being miyayish avzich. The opposite of purim is giving up on the geula. The opposite of purim is giving up on your own geula. You know, it's interesting. Chazal tell us that it's roi lechol yorei shemayim lihi yois doyeg. You know, there's halacha like that in Shulchan Aruch. Any person who's a Yorei Shemayim has to be Yorei Doyeg on the Churban Bayis. Shregan Alam Mefarshim. Only a Yorei Shemayim should be Doyeg on the Churban Bayis. What about another Yorei Shemayim? Teretz is a person who's not a Yorei Shemayim has to be Doyeg Umeitzer on his own Churban. Well, Erez HaChurban, he's Machriv himself. Now we don't feel the Churban. The Simcha of Purim. The mitzvah of Adu Lo Yada Bein Oroham and Levarach Marcha is to recognize one thing. There's toiv in the world and there's ra in the world. But we have to realize that on a hecher and madrega, it's all coming from one source. And really it's all toiv. No matter how difficult it is to relate to, we have to realize that what Simchas Purim is about is being makabel, the toiv, the ra. And realizing, even if we can't see it, it really is, Kabbalah Somach Shemayim means to accept it. To accept that on a level, maybe we don't understand it today, but we will understand it one day, that it's all good. That is the message of Simchas Purim. Simchas Purim, Rabbi Yisrael, I must tell you, if we would all be Mesameach and Purim, at Hoi Ben Simcha, or Simcha not, and by the way, Rabbi Yisrael, the Gemara tells us, Kol litzanusa da asura chutzmi litzanusa da avodah zara. Every litzanus, the person thinks he makes a joke. It's a gevaldik azach. He's very smart, very sharp. He's a lot smarter if he holds back the joke. Oh, litzanus for avodah zara? Oh, that's a choshev azach. Because avodah zara deserves to be ridiculed. A molek deserves to be ridiculed. That's why there's one day in the year of litzanus. But it's not litzanus l'shem litzanus. It's litzanus l'shem what everything a molek stands for. What does Amalek stand for? Nur Yitzchak, what does it say about Amalek? What is the one aphorism about Amalek in the Torah? What does the Torah say about Amalek? Loi! What does it say? Loi Yirei Elokim. Amalek is a Loi Yirei Elokim. Amalek knows there's an Eibishter. B'chot Nishkin Yerushalayim. He tries to obscure what's right. He tries to obscure the emes. Amalek is the oisiris me'ukol. He's crooked. He's krum, perverse. Amalek tries to obscure the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalek edoch gematria sofik. Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu emayin. Bayovoy Amalek. 240. Okay? Amalek tries to make us forget what's right and what's true and what's good. And Amalek rears his head on Purim too. And Amalek tries to get us to not realize what kind of a da'ib in a simchah it is. The Kabbalah Somach HaShemayim on Purim, the avah that a person has to have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Purim that realizes as that avah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, even when we see Ra, you know how peace it was for those people? They thought it was all over. They thought the Eidah were miyayish from the whole Golas, from the whole Geulah. And they saw it was all an orchestration. It was all a fun end. Maybe his name's not in the Megillah. That's if you read it forwards, but if you read it backwards, he's there the whole time. Unless he has to raster as ponai. Hey, now kapayim chakoisichoy maisayich negdi somit. Yirmiyah Novi cries a river of tears because it's a tragedy. But it's the Eibishter talking to us. And it's the Eibishter talking to us, come close to me. It's the Eibishter talking to us, be mekabel my malchus. It's the Eibishter realizing and telling us, in a way, we have to feel the pain, but not only feel the pain, we have to accept a responsibility for the pain. We have to accept the fact that we have to make our davening better. And we have to make our learning better.
And we have to make our tznius better. And we have to realize that what it means, a simcha, a Purim, is a Yiddish simcha is being mechazik each other, coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being mekabel to do things better. The world is so full of garbage. You can't, I was going home last night in the car with my wife, we went to a Rav Sharon, and I was about to put on the news, and the kids are in the car. I said, I can't put the radio on. I can't put the radio on. Unser fearless leader, the governor. And you should know that the tumor of it is not only that I can't put the radio on. It's not only that I'm afraid that my kids should hear and ask me, what is it this? And what is it that? And what does that mean? I'm afraid when they won't ask me. That's what I'm really afraid. But it's not only that. The tumor of it is that mekankumen an ayin besmedrash. You say, you heard what happened. You heard this, you heard that. How much did he spend? What did he do? Yeah. The tumor of that is, Rabbi Sai, the Sfasemis writes that when Klal Yisrael came and they were oiler regel, the people could not walk into the Bes Medrash until the last minute of Yom Tov, from the aim and the year of Bes HaMikdosh. And we walk into a Bes Medrash. How do we walk into a Bes Medrash? As our Leichtheit, as our Freikheit. We bring everything into the Bes Medrash. That's a Kabbalah Chasram HaChashamayim. I remember hearing the Darren Kotler talking about, I think it was the Darren Kamenetsky talking about the Kovna Koil. The Kovna Koil was such an unbelievable Koil. The Hasmoda, the Amelus, that they were so involved. They said, I think Rav Ruderman spoke about it. They used to give Chabura Friday morning. Now go look what the Yeshivas were Friday morning. Like, that's another story. They used to give chaburas Friday morning. They were up, mamish. You remember having to say saying his chabura Friday morning. He was up a whole Thursday night crying that he should say good. It was such a fire that they used to wear a metal band around their finger before they went into the bathroom. Now they wear a whole day, and they would pull on it before they went into the Beis HaKisa. And sometimes they would bleed because they had to pull to remember. And I should stop thinking and learning. Could you imagine? Now, I hope we should all have a metal thing around our finger. And we should pull it when we walk into the Bes Medrash. To remember, check it at the door. You know, I hate to say it, you know, the Welt says that the Sfarim were not included en masse in the Churban in Europe. And big people said the reason is because they had Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. They had an aim from Beis HaKnesses. They had a covet for the Rabbanim. They had a covet for the Gedolim. And they recognized Vosu Kodesh and Vosu Chol. Whatever it is. But we have to recognize that. We have to realize if we realize the Kabbalah's oil, if we realize what's true is true, what's emes is emes. And if we realize that the Eibishter really never forsook us and never forsakes us, and in the deepest tragedy we have to realize there must be a message. And Rabbi said, Ki govu machshavoisem machshavoisechem, Ki govu shamayim me'oretz, Ki govu machshavoisem machshavoisechem. As we say every Titus Tzibur, we can't ascribe anything, we don't know why. We don't understand the machshav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's impossible. But there's nothing in this world that doesn't happen that's not a message to us. And the message is, better ourselves. Be dehoven. We don't live in the street. If I say, we live above the street. We're different. We're unique. We're better than the street. We're better than the street. The preachers in the street. The hoilers in the street. The letzonis, else is a joke. Nothing serious. There's no gravity to anything. And the truth is, whatever they have in the street, there is no. It is also what's on us. But I mean, we have a Torah, and the Torah is emes. And we have a way of life, and that way of life is emes. And the Torah tells us how to mourn, and the Torah tells us how to be happy. Be happy when they're missing the glory of Israel. Be joyous when the Eibishter shines on Klal Yisrael. Be joyous to know that we have an Eibishter. That even through the tragedy, He loves us. And we have to know that. But I'd like to end with a story that I told over Leil Rosh Hashanah. I think it was 4 or 5 years ago. And I think it's pretty appropriate. On Leil, the Churban in Yeshivas Chevron in 1929 happened a few months, a little before Elul. And in Chevron, the yeshiva was a broken yeshiva. The bachurim were broken. The rebbeim were broken. People's friends had been killed, chavrusas. People were maimed. And came Leil Rosh Hashanah. And the yeshiva relocated to a bes medrash in Geula in Yerushalayim. And the mashkiach of the yeshiva was none other than the Gagoyin, Reb Leib Chasman, the Machabe Sefer Or Yahel. And Reb Leib Chasman, by the way, this story is written in the Sefer HaMashkiach, who was written about Reb Meir Chodosh. I'm sure you all know Reb Meir Chodosh's father, Reb Meir Chodosh, and the Mashkiach from Asachi, she was in Eretz Yisrael. And Reb Leib Chasman looks around the room before Meiriv, on Leil Rosh Hashanah, and he sees a broken people, Bochum, with bandages on their arms, maimed, people limping, broken spirit above all. And he went over to a bocher in Bitzalel, and he said, Bitzalel, Geitzu to the Amid, a bocher, Rosh Hashanah, Leil Rosh Hashanah, a bocher. And Reb Leib and the bocher said, Me, a bocher, I should die for the Amid, Leil Rosh Hashanah. Leib said, no, go to the Amid. And he came to Birchas Kriya Shema, Leil Rosh Hashanah. And the Bacha said, Yavoscho, Al Tassim, Imenu, Liyoy Lomim, and your love for us, do not remove this, remove it from us forever. And he said again, Yavoscho, Al Tassim, Imenu, Liyoy Lomim, screamed out in unison. After Meiriv, the Leib Chasman went over to the Bach and he said, "The dasavich meant. That's what I meant." Rabbeisai, when we see things, it's hard to understand. But the Simcha of Purim, almost a little bit like the Simcha of Yom Kippur, is to recognize that the Eibishter has an eternal love for us. What we have to do is love Him back. What we have to do is be mekabel, to live the Hoyvim. To realize that a Yid has to live every second of the day recognizing the Eibishter is watching. And He's looking. And He wants us to live with that reality. Amalek is lo yirei elikim. Amalek wants us to have a simcha for pritzus. Amalek wants us to have a simcha of chaylulus. Amalek wants us to have a simcha of litzanus of dvarim chashuvim, of sitting together, and I must say, sitting together, masquerading, mixed parties, pritzus, dos a simchas purim. Treats us in bizyonis. Amalek wants us to distort what Simchas Purim is about. Simchas Purim is the greatest Yirei Elokim. We should have to be zeicha that we should be able to see in our days where it's kulei hatoyva hametiv. Chazal shouldn't see any tragedies. We should only see simcha, true Simchas Yisrael. We should be joined with all of Klal Yisrael in the ultimate Yeshua of Mher V'Yomein.